It's the Steve Gerber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning. He is back tomorrow. Heading back to this day in 1986, Kim Wilde covering the old Vanilla Fudge tune, You Keep Me Hanging On. Although I know it's not Vanilla Fudge, it goes back deeper than that, to the Supremes, which they had the best version. But three times, not once, not twice, three times a hit for You Keep Me Hanging On. Kim Wilde took it to number one of this day back in 1986. Jason Hayes is with us, Director of Energy and Environmental Policy with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You can find him on Twitter, where he's been tweeting about our conversation this morning, at Jason T. Hayes. Jason, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Supreme Court case decision last week, Sackett v. EPA, and I like this case. I think it's the case that brought to my attention the phrase WOTUS, Waters of the United States. Does that come from this case?
That's the one, or at least one of them, yes.
So what did the Supreme Court say in Sackett v. EPA? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, what happened is in 2004, Michael and Chantel Sackett purchased a piece of land and wanted to build a house on it. It was near a lake, and there was some low, wet areas in the property, and so they started filling the wet areas in with sand, and the EPA got wind of that and told them they needed to stop, threatened them with fines of up to $40,000 a day, and said, you need to stop. So that was all based on a 2006 Supreme Court case called Rapanos. And in that case, Justice Kennedy came up with one term. It was called, if wet areas had what Kennedy called a significant nexus to navigable waters, then the EPA was allowed to regulate because they considered the land to be part of one of the waters of the United States, the WOTUS term you just brought up. And so the Sacketts took it to court, and eventually it ended up in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said just last week that Justice Kennedy's take on that significant nexus issue was incorrect. He had overstepped. So all of the justices agreed in this case. So it was unanimous that every single one of the nine justices said, no, the EPA went too far. And instead, what they should have done is they should have said that you needed the wetlands to be indistinguishable from bodies of water that are considered WOTUS due to a continuous surface connection. So the EPA way overstepped, and in this case, the Supreme Court pulled them back, reined them in.
Jason, 9-0, as you said, unanimous, but I did see some commentators on the left refer to this as 5-4. There was a smaller portion
Correct.
Of this that was 5-4. What was the part that was 5-4?
Yeah, so they all agreed the EPA overstepped, but 5 agreed with this. It was Justice Alito's ruling that there needed to be that indistinguishable continuous surface connection. And the other 4 said that, led by Kavanaugh, that if there was this ruling could cause some confusion in the future. So they agreed the EPA overstepped, but they didn't want to go that far by saying it had to be a continuous surface connection. So again, it's a little bit confusing, but it was still every one of them agreed the EPA went too far.
Jason Hayes with us from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy here on the Steve Gerber Show. If we could go back to what the EPA was doing here under the Clean Water Act power, Sackett's, for example, had some wet areas they backfilled. They wanted to build on the land. This was extremely broad. I've read some places about bodies, quote unquote, bodies of water that the EPA was
Right.
trying to regulate through this power. Just extremely broad. It didn't have to be a stream or anything like that. If you had standing water, water here, water there, they could come in and say something
Right.
about it, right?
Yes, and so they used that term, the ambiguity around Justice Kennedy's 2006 use of the term significant nexus. They had just kind of gone to town with that. So whatever that, you know, like you said, a depression, a ditch, there was even back in 2015, 2014, there was some concern because of an actual honest-to-goodness federal government paper that said that farmers plowing their fields were creating mini mountain ranges by turning over the soil, so that they said that, you know, was creating undue erosion from the top of this mini mountain range down to the bottom of the furrow in the valley. So that was the kind of mindset that went into this. The EPA was just grabbing onto more and more and more power, and the federal government was, you know, taking steps that they didn't really have a right to in this legislation. So that's why they got reined in, pulled back this time.
Jason, you might not know, but after 20 years, are the Sacketts still planning to build that house on that property?
I believe they are. They have not built it yet. So, again, they purchased the property in 2004, so they've been at this for almost 20 years, living in a rented house in the meantime. So there's, I would hope that they do. Certainly they now have the right, the legal right, to do so. So,
Jason Hayes, Director of Energy and Environmental Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You can find him on Twitter at Jason T. Hayes. And check out the Mackinac Center at mackinac.org. Jason, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by Wolverine Water. Hey, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine's been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.